to the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Look like you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. Put your comments on there. Miss the first hour? Party-ish and sports-ish, I would say. Talked a little bit about the party, and we talked a little bit about sports. Chad in Spring says...
People drank up all your whiskey?
Well, this time, I was actually pouring it for them.
Okay.
So nobody went in and took whiskey that wasn't given to them this year.
Well, that's sweet of them.
Yeah, they were really cool about it. They when they came to my office and I offered it to them, they accepted it. And because I was I offered so much to people, I didn't really drink much of it, which is good. But I did tell Aaron I'll have a vodka gummy here after our announcement as a way of celebrating because it makes perfect sense. But Chad and Springs had read an article today about The Witcher coming out on Netflix saying it could give Thrones a run for its money. Let's stop with everybody wants to have the next Game of Thrones. That's the TV. I mean, I guarantee you anybody who sits down and makes a pitch to Netflix or Prime or any of these places right now, we think we can be bigger than Game of Thrones. That's their pitch. Or as big as Game of Thrones. That's what everybody's looking for now is the next thing. And we'll see. I think the show that has the best chance, the best new show is The Boys. I think that's got a chance to be the kind of thing that really becomes a
staple.
If it holds up. But what concerns me, same guy did Preacher. I love Preacher right up until the end of episode one, and it has...
Or no, the end of season one.
Season one, yeah. But season two wasn't very good, and so far season three has just been... It's the same crap, and I can't believe I'm watching it. You know, it's just like, why am I wasting any time with this? And part of it is I'm barely paying attention to it now because it's just, I don't enjoy the show. And the same guy did Preacher. So that worries me a little bit that they won't be able to sustain this. But, man, they did such a great job with season one, and I just cannot wait for season two. And hopefully, you know, the acting, everything in this thing's good. I can't wait for you to, at least watch a couple of them this weekend.
I'll try to.
But
I think I'm going to go to the Texans game.
Really?
Yeah.
An exhibition game? You're going to go to an exhibition
Take my kids.
Game? Oh, kids, like, yeah, that's fun for kids. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I was just like, you're just going to generically go to a Texans preseason game?
No, I'm not going to go sit in the press box for a preseason game, no. And I'll probably leave at halftime.
Yeah.
But,
if you're taking the kids, that's different.
Yeah.
You got to lead with that. It's like,
I think I'm going to take the kids to a Texans game, Fred.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. They'll enjoy that. Stryker on Twitch said he saw Joe Walsh open for Tom Petty a couple summers ago at the Woodlands. He was okay. Petty was very cool. God, I miss Tom Petty. I thought about having an artist, like, and I may still do this, like, in my garage. And I may save this for the weekend place. But just hire an artist to do, like, a wall of people I admire that have died. And some of them, like, my dad, and some of them, like, Tom Petty. You know, guys who've inspired. Tom Petty would be on that wall.
How many people are on the wall?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've been thinking.
Will Tom Petty's head be the same size as your dad's?
No.
Will Tom Petty's head be the same size as mine?
Well, I don't know. I have to get an artist that I really like and have he or she, you know, sketch it out and then decide if I like it.
So, but me and Tom Petty.
You're not dead. You're not dead.
Oh, it's only dead people you admire.
Yes, dead people I admire.
Are you going to leave room for my head when I do die?
Well, you're not going to die before me, so what's the point?
Hmm.
But, I mean, I would have to add people. But I was thinking of celebrities that would be on there. Petty would be one. Freddie Mercury would be one.
Andre the Giant.
Not quite, but not bad.
Okay.
The
Crocodile Hunter.
No, I was never big on him, but Robin Williams, maybe.
Okay.
Might put Robin Williams on there. And
Mickey Mantle.
Kind of admire Mantle because he was a legend, but no. Chris Cornell.
Okay.
I'm trying to think how many athletes would actually be on there.
John Belushi.
No, he was never that big of an influence. Bowie maybe would be on there.
Okay.
If Rob Halford ever dies, so I mentioned Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray, definitely an influence.
Ernest Hemingway?
You know, that's a weird one. That you no really because his writing style is one of the ones that inspired me because it was very journalistic and I had to read all of his stuff. I just never was a huge fan of any of his work. Okay. I thought his writing was terrific. It's just the stories were kind of they didn't grab me. Super Falcons fans.
Judy Garland?
No. I'm trying to think about how many women would be on there now. That,
Maya Angelou?
No.
Rosa Parks?
No. I mean, I'm talking about personal influence.
Mia Khalifa. Oh, she's alive.
Yeah, she's still alive.
Douglas Adams?
Douglas Adams, definitely on the list. Yeah. Super Falcons fan says, thanks to Aaron and his wife for sharing the fan and gummy bears last night.
Very generous of you.
Yeah.
Next year, I'll have a fan in my office.
Yeah, it was hot. I will too. I will have a fan in my office next year as well.
I think we need to invest in those things they have on the Texan side, like those blast chillers.
And I opened the door to my office for just a minute, but too many people were wandering in, and it was overwhelming for me. So, and it was cool out there, so I decided I would rather be hot than overly social.
Yeah, okay, that makes perfect sense. Back to the Brad Paisley 281 says he's a badass. Definitely channel some Eric Johnson in his playing. Even though it's in a country framework, you had me at Eric Johnson, so now I'm interested. Eric Johnson is one of my favorite all-time guitarists, and I think one of the most underrated musicians ever. 713-780 ESPN. Somebody says saw Joe Walsh in Colorado at Fort Carson. He was awesome, but drunk off his ass. Getting a lot of positive Jason Isbell stuff too.
Okay,
so, but. Katie says, AJ, my husband and I tried to find you last night, but couldn't. It's not often you find someone who knows where Sweeney is, and really rare you find someone who's from there.
Who tried to find me?
Katie, K-A-D-I, and her husband.
Oh. I was in hiding for about the first hour. I was secluded.
You were around after that, though.
After that, I was around. I met a lot of people.
Yeah, I kind of did the round a couple times, and then by then I was soaking wet from sweat, and then just kind of hung out in my office for a while and then made another round. By then, people had started leaving. So Scott says, my wife hates Homelander and can't stop watching The Boys with me. I love that guy. He's awesome. We can't talk about it.
I sent somebody to look for you because we had a good conversation here with a couple of listeners, my wife and I, for a good 30 minutes about the show last night.
You so, tried to go get me?
No. I had a listener go looking for Fred in his office, but he couldn't be found.
Ah.
Because I said he would enjoy the conversation we were having about just character arcs and all that.
Secretariat. That's not a bad one. Let me ask Bill Yeoman. Bill's still alive.
In fact,
a couple years ago, I ran into Bill. I had a nice conversation with him.
What about Vern Troyer?
No.
Huh. What about Gary Coleman?
Nah, he didn't really do much for me. Here's one that is a little bit off the radar. Ronnie James Dio.
Okay.
Two reasons. Number one, love the guy's voice. I was a huge fan of him with Rainbow, with Black Sabbath on his own. And he also helped me win a Deadpool one year.
Okay.
So.
What about that dead Canadian guy?
Gord Downie?
Yeah.
No, not really.
What about Jack Pardee and Buddy Ryan?
No. I mean, Pardee, maybe. But. Yeah, I want it to be people who had some kind of influence on either my music or whatever, or writing, or just people I know. It's like, unfortunately, there's a lot of friends from recently that are going to be on that list, which sucks. But 713-780-ESPN. We're going to take a quick break. I didn't do my announcement, did I? Well, we're going to wait for you to bring the vodka gummies, and then we'll do it. How's that? Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
to the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. Put your comments on there. Miss the first hour? Party-ish and sports-ish, I would say. Talked a little bit about the party, and we talked a little bit about sports. Chad and Springs.
People drank up all your whiskey?
Well, this time, I was actually pouring it for them.
Okay.
So, nobody went in and took whiskey that wasn't given to them this year.
Well, that's sweet of them.
Yeah, they were really cool about it. When they came to my office and I offered it to them, they accepted it. And because I offered so much to people, I didn't really drink much of it, which is good. But I did tell Aaron I'll have a vodka gummy here after our announcement as a way of celebrating, because it makes perfect sense. But Chad and Springs had read an article today about The Witcher coming out on Netflix, saying it could give Thrones a run for its money. Let's stop with everybody wants to have the next Game of Thrones. That's the TV. I mean, I guarantee you, anybody who sits down and makes a pitch to Netflix or Prime or any of these places right now, we think we can be bigger than Game of Thrones. That's their pitch. Or as big as Game of Thrones. That's what everybody's looking for now, is the next thing. And we'll see. I think the show that has the best chance, the best new show, is The Boys. I think that's got a chance to be the kind of thing that really becomes a
staple.
If it holds up. But what concerns me, same guy did Preacher. I love Preacher right up until the end of episode one, and it has...
Or no, end of season one.
Season one, yeah. But season two wasn't very good, and so far season three's just been, it's the same crap, and I can't believe I'm watching it. You know, it's just like, why am I wasting any time with this? And part of it is I'm barely paying attention to it now because it's just, I don't enjoy the show. And the same guy did Preacher. So that worries me a little bit that they won't be able to sustain this. But, man, they did such a great job with season one, and I just cannot wait for season two. And hopefully, you know, the acting, everything in this thing's good. I can't wait for you to, at least watch a couple of them this weekend.
I'll try to.
But
I think I'm going to go to the Texans game.
Really?
Yeah.
An exhibition game? You're going to go to an exhibition
game? Take my kids.
Oh, that's fun for kids. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I was just like, you're just going to generically go to a Texans preseason game?
No, I'm not going to sit in the press box for a preseason game, no. And I'll probably leave at halftime.
Yeah.
But
if you're taking the kids, that's different.
Yeah.
You gotta lead with that. It's like,
I think I'm going to take the kids to a Texans game, Fred.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. They'll enjoy that. Stryker on Twitch said he saw Joe Walsh open for Tom Petty a couple summers ago at the Woodlands. He was okay. Petty was very cool. I miss Tom Petty. I thought about having an artist, like, and I may still do this, like, in my garage. And I may save this for the weekend place. But just hire an artist to do like a wall of people I admire that have died. And some of them like my dad, and some of them like Tom Petty, you know, guys who've inspired. Tom Petty would be on that wall.
How many people are on the wall?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've been thinking.
Will Tom Petty's head be the same size as your dad's?
No.
Will Tom Petty's head be the same size as mine?
Well, I don't know. I have to get an artist that I really like and have he or she, you know, sketch it out, okay, and then decide if I like it.
So, but me and Tom Petty.
You're not dead. You're not dead.
Oh, it's only dead people you admire.
Yes, dead people I admire.
Are you going to leave room for my head when I do die?
Well, you're not going to die before me, so what's the point?
Hmm.
But, I mean, I would have to add people. But I was thinking of celebrities that would be on there. Petty would be one. Freddie Mercury would be one.
Andre the Giant.
Not quite, but not bad.
Okay.
The
Crocodile Hunter.
No, I was never big on him, but Robin Williams maybe.
Okay,
might put Robin Williams on there. And
Mickey Mantle.
Kind of admire Mantle because he was a legend, but no. Chris Cornell.
Okay,
I'm trying to think how many athletes would actually be on there.
John Belushi.
No, he was never that big of an influence. Bowie maybe would be on there.
Okay.
If Rob Halford ever dies, so I mentioned Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray, definitely an influence.
Ernest Hemingway?
You know, that's a weird one that you no really because his writing style is one of the ones that inspired me because it was very journalistic and I had to read all of his stuff. I just never was a huge fan of any of his work. Okay. I thought his writing was terrific. It's just the stories were kind of they didn't grab me. Super Falcons fans.
Judy Garland?
No. I'm trying to think about how many women would be on there now. That,
Maya Angelou?
No.
Rosa Parks?
No. I mean, I'm talking about personal influence.
Mia Khalifa. Oh, she's alive.
Yeah, she's still alive.
Douglas Adams?
Douglas Adams, definitely on the list. Yeah. Super Falcons fan says, thanks to Aaron and his wife for sharing the fan and gummy bears last night.
Very generous of you.
Yeah.
Next year, I'll have a fan in my office.
Yeah, it was hot. I will too. I will have a fan in my office next year as well.
I think we need to invest in those things they have on the Texan side, like those blast chillers.
And I opened the door to my office for just a minute, but too many people were wandering in, and it was overwhelming for me. So, and it was cool out there, so I decided I would rather be hot than overly social.
Yeah, okay, that makes perfect sense. Back to the Brad Paisley 281 says he's a badass. Definitely channel some Eric Johnson in his playing. Even though it's in a country framework, you had me at Eric Johnson, so now I'm interested. Eric Johnson is one of my favorite all-time guitarists, and I think one of the most underrated musicians ever. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says, saw Joe Walsh in Colorado at Fort Carson. He was awesome, but drunk off his ass. Getting a lot of positive Jason Isbell stuff, too.
Okay.
Katie says, AJ, my husband and I tried to find you last night, but couldn't. It's not often you find someone who knows where Sweeney is, and really rare you find someone who's from there.
Who tried to find me?
Katie, K-A-D-I, and her husband.
Oh. I was in hiding for about the first hour. I was secluded.
You were around after that, though.
After that, I was around. I met a lot of people.
Yeah, I kind of did the round a couple times, and then by then I was soaking wet from sweat, and then just kind of hung out in my office for a while, and then made another round. By then, people had started leaving. So Scott says, my wife hates Homelander and can't stop watching The Boys with me. I love that guy. He's awesome. We can't talk about it.
I sent somebody to look for you because we had a good conversation here with a couple of listeners, my wife and I, for a good 30 minutes about the show last night.
You tried to go get me?
No. I had a listener go looking for Fred in his office, but he couldn't be found.
Ah.
Because I said he would enjoy the conversation we were having about just character arcs and all that.
Secretariat. That's not a bad one. Let me ask Bill Yeoman. Bill's still alive.
In fact,
a couple years ago I ran into Bill. I had a nice conversation with him.
What about Vern Troyer?
No. Huh.
What about Gary Coleman?
Nah, he didn't really do much for me. Here's one that is a little bit off the radar. Ronnie James Dio.
Okay.
Two reasons. Number one, love the guy's voice. Was a huge fan of him with Rainbow, with Black Sabbath on his own. And he also helped me win a Deadpool one year.
Okay.
So.
What about that dead Canadian guy?
Gord Downie?
Yeah.
No, not really.
What about Jack Pardee and Buddy Ryan?
No. I mean, Pardee maybe. But. Yeah, I want it to be people who had some kind of influence on either my music or whatever, or writing, or just people I know. It's like, unfortunately, there's a lot of friends from recently that are going to be on that list, which sucks. But 713-780-ESPN. We're going to take a quick break. I didn't do my announcement, did I? Well, we're going to wait for you to bring the vodka gummies, and then we'll do it. How's that? Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Little late hits with Patrick Creighton, Jason Braddock, Abdul Foster tonight. Adam Schefter tweeting out some breaking news. Wide receiver Josh Gordon reinstated by the NFL. Now eligible to return to New England.
All right. Shouldn't have been suspended anyway.
Yeah, I think.
I think the NFL is clearly going away from it, weed being illegal.
As they should. And I'm sure that'll be part of the next. That was incredibly weak. My goodness.
That was more down in my soul than yeah. It didn't really come out.
Yeah, that felt like it came from like the pancreas or something.
I tasted throw up a little bit too, so that's probably
not good. Ooh, that's not good. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you saw this, but the NFLPA sent out a whole work stoppage guide for the guys.
No.
So if they wind up having a work stoppage, that they give them all these plans. Yeah. So a couple of things from Twitter. The mod said, I've told you multiple times, SportsMap needs a high-profile personality live stream on the site during games. It's something we will address at some point. It's just right now, from a technological perspective, there are a lot of challenges still. And there's Brad Paisley with his duet with Peyton Manning. How good is that? But eventually we'll get to something like that. And one of the meetings we had today was about that possibility, but there are some technical hurdles before we get there. And I don't understand enough about the tech side of things. So when people start talking that language, I mean, they may as well be speaking Russian. Yeah. I have no clue. And I'm just like, okay, that sounds wonderful. And I got to meet Dr. Dre on 290 last night.
Nice.
So you did not. You missed him.
Well, I talked to a lot of people, but nobody told me their radio call-in name or Twitter handles. It was just like their actual names.
Well, some did both, but Walter said 3 years or $4 million bounty. Yeah, the bounty's up to $4 million now if you want to get rid of me because, you know, some of that would have to go to the company.
I'll still go for $2
million. Really?
Yeah.
$2 million, you'd quit? That's not enough.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Yeah. $4 million. You write me a check for $4 million, and I will go away tomorrow. Otherwise, quit complaining.
Yeah, they're stuck with you.
Yeah, it's okay. And you know, of course, there's a bunch of texters who are ready to kill themselves now. That's okay.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Think about it, but don't do it.
Yeah. Well. I'm sorry. I don't want to be the death of anyone, but not going anywhere. So there you go. 713-780-3776 is your number. Do you want football? Do you want non-sports? I got pretty much everything because we haven't used anything this week. It's on my list except for a couple of stories. I have a non-sports one that's pretty fun, but whatever you want.
Because
we'll be doing non-sportsy next on the.
If you've got some football, I'm up for some football.
Some college football?
Yeah.
Or NFL? Which one do you want?
Either one is good with me. College football's closer. Let's do college.
All right. USA Today did their rankings based on what team is the most likable. Which usually likable teams are not good, right?
So. Are we talking about?
I'm gonna read you the criteria.
The program or like the current roster?
I'm gonna say rather than break down the top 25 teams, we re-rank them based on likability at this current moment going into the 2019 season.
Boy, that's an interesting exercise.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a stretch, but hey, it's college football talk, right?
Okay, let me pull up the top 25.
Okay,
and I will.
Based on right now,
top 25 college football rankings.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me start with the teams that I think will be near the bottom.
Okay. Let me scroll down. All right.
Let's go with... I don't know if these will be in exact order, but I think these will all be past, like, number 20 and beyond.
Okay. For not likable.
Yeah. Alabama, Ohio State, and Notre Dame for sure.
Hmm. You just got number 21, Alabama.
Ooh, that's... I would have expected them maybe to be the very last.
Ohio State, 24. Notre Dame, 25. Very well done.
Okay. I'll be honest. I bet Clemson's likability factor is down.
Number 22.
They were likable for several years, and they beat Alabama, people like that. But now they're basically Alabama Junior, and now people don't like them.
And there's basically... This person doesn't like Dabo at all. Especially, he took an unnecessarily petty stance against giving former quarterback Kelly Bryant a championship ring. Stop.
Some others I think will be near the bottom. Michigan will be near the bottom.
Michigan is 18.
Florida will be near the bottom.
Florida, 23.
Okay.
But they're hard to watch, too.
Is that all the...
So you're, yeah, that's your bottom five. Yeah, okay. Alabama, 21. Clemson, 22. Florida, 23. Ohio State, 24. Notre Dame, 25.
Now I'm just going to look for unlikable program. Well, where's Aggie on the list? I'm not going to make a guess. I'm just going to ask where Aggie is on the list.
Where would you put Aggie on the list?
I think Aggie is the most likable program.
Number nine, most likable program in college
Number
football.
Number nine, okay. Yeah. That's higher than I would have thought. Yeah. Syracuse should be low.
Syracuse is very low. They're number...
Who likes Syracuse?
20. I like their coach.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's hard to like Syracuse in anything, especially since we have so many Syracuse guys running around here. Okay, so let me go
do two more that I don't like.
Okay.
Iowa and Wisconsin.
What's your beef with the Big Ten?
I mean, it's just...
Iowa's
they're
number,
never as good as they're made up to be.
Iowa's number 15. And Wisconsin... is number six.
That's absurd. What about Central Florida?
Central Florida's number five.
What? Teams that say we're the champions when they're not the champions? They should be way lower.
No, the rest of the world likes them. You don't.
Okay.
You don't like non-power fives.
I'll give you some that I think will be likable.
Okay.
Oregon.
Number two on the list.
Georgia.
Georgia comes in. So number seven.
Okay,
number
that's
seven.
Pretty strong.
Plus, they love the mascot. That's why they have him so high.
Yeah, it's a good mascot. Washington.
Believe it or not, Washington State more liked than Washington. On
really?
This.
Man, I drove by that stadium.
I'm trying to find Washington now. 17
wrong,
for
that
Washington.
Seems low.
Yeah.
When I was up there, I drove by that stadium. I've got to watch a game there.
You need to. That's a cool place.
That's unbelievable. What a setting. And they were talking about people tailgating on their boats. I mean, it's just what a cool setup they've got there.
Washington State number four. They basically said Mike Leach. No other reason.
Okay,
that's good enough for me. I love me some Mike Leach.
I wonder. This is a difficult exercise because Texas is another one who locally
they would never make this list, but a national list, they're number three.
Number three.
They should be
number two,
but they're number three.
I wonder who could be number one. Do people still hate Penn State?
People still hate Penn State. Penn State is number... Not as hated, though. I mean, they've been a lot less rapey over the last few years, but number 12.
I don't know who could possibly be number one.
I'm going to tell you because they're exciting.
Will it shock me?
I don't know. They're exciting to watch. They throw the ball all over the place. Their quarterbacks win Heismans.
Oh,
they're really good.
No.
Number one Boomer? Most likable team in college football, according to USA Today, Michelle Martinelli. Michelle R. Martinelli. The winner is the Oklahoma Sooners.
What a gross choice.
They say Jalen Hurts is a good dude and happy to see him get another chance. And says if with Hurts leading the way, the Sooners seem likely to show up each week with deep bombs, long runs, and wild touchdowns. They're just so much fun to watch. And even though they've been in a college football playoff three of the last four seasons, they're just not detestable like other perennial contenders. And adding an explosive player like Hurts to replace Murray only adds to their intrigue. unless you're from Texas, you got to love watching this team play.
I am from Texas.
I am too. I admit they're fun, but I can't love them.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you?
That's tough.
Oregon 2, number 3, Texas. Number 4, Washington State. UCF 5, Wisconsin 6, Georgia 7. Number 8, Northwestern.
Okay.
Well, they're in the top 25.
That's a sympathy vote.
Yeah, yeah. That's
people feel sorry.
You know what? I'm going to say if she's riding for USA Today, 80% chance she went to Northwestern.
And they have purple uniforms. Like, yeah. For whatever reason, it's hard to really, like, wish ill will on a team that has to wear purple uniforms.
And he says, everyone loves the surprise underdog. Well, not everyone.
You know who doesn't like surprise underdogs? The favorite that loses.
Yeah, yeah.
They hate that.
It depends on who I bet on as to whether or not I like the surprise underdog. Number 9, Aggie. 10, Iowa State. I think Iowa State's kind of likable, even though they're...
I like Iowa State. I like their coach.
Stanford, 11.
I feel like Stanford should be unlikable.
Yeah.
Who relates to people who go to Stanford?
Well, they're more likable than Penn State, so there's that.
Stanford, I mean, what do they got? What's relatable about them?
Trees. Everybody loves trees.
That stupid mascot. That's the worst mascot.
It is the worst mascot.
Come on.
Auburn is 13. Michigan State, 14. Iowa, 15. LSU, 16. Yeah, I could see them being pretty well hated. Ed Orgeron. I mean,
they do have a tiger, though.
Yeah, I mean, having a live tiger is cool. That to me, LSU is very high in my likable rankings.
Although a lot of people will say having a live tiger is bad.
Oh, shut up, PETA.
Okay.
Washington, 17. Michigan, 18. Utah, 19. That was the one you didn't
mention. I didn't get them as unlikable.
Syracuse, 20. Alabama, 21. And then we already did the other. So there you go. That is your unlikable list.
Okay. Boy, someone was really struggling to come up with ideas.
Yeah. I don't think Michelle's list is that great.
They're like, Michelle, listen, you got to get something done immediately.
Oh, we can do a power ranking. No, let's not do a power ranking. Let's do likability. And let's make Oklahoma number one. So,
Michelle Martinelli is a writer at For the Win covering NASCAR and other sports.
NASCAR?
She once ran a 10K just because the finish line was home plate at Comerica Park.
That's what we know about her?
That's what we know about her.
I once ran a 10K where the finish line was at Minute Maid Park, but that's not the only reason I did it.
I once ran a 10K because my drill sergeant made me.
How
about that? She's a Michigan State alum.
Oh, really?
Where did she have Michigan State on her list?
13th or something.
Okay, she didn't want to homer it up too much.
Yeah, probably not.
Did she badmouth them?
Not really, but I mean, Michigan State. I guess it was just for this year, so I guess we're forgetting about the whole doctor raping everybody.
Yeah, that's
thing.
Not good.
No. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Are you familiar with Zoe Schofield?
No,
you wouldn't be.
Zoe Deschanel?
No, not Zoe Saldana either. Zoe Schofield of Wakefield, West Yorkshire. Pretty cute from the photo. She just wanted to go to a music festival with her friends.
She wanted to go do hood rat things with her friends.
Well, she just wanted to have fun.
That's what we all want.
So here's her boyfriend. She basically was asking him which band he wanted video from. He sent her 12 things that she had to do. Now, I'm going to get a little PSA here. If your significant other sends you a list of any more than one of these things, you need to dump them right away.
Okay.
Let's start with this.
Or her.
Or her, absolutely. This is the definition of dominance. Well, the New York Post doesn't run this word, but I've never heard of it, so I think it's okay to say. Don't dance like a slag, like in Reflex. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
But she's not supposed to dance like a slag.
Okay.
Don't get too drunk.
Let's see, a slag is a... A woman who has many casual sexual encounters or relationships.
So this is like a British slut.
Yeah.
Okay. We're fine with that. It says, no boys, and if anyone comes up to you and talks to you, you tell them you have a boyfriend.
Okay.
Look after your drink at all times to make sure no one puts OWT in it.
Okay. Don't get roofied.
Yeah.
Like, I mean he's basically saying, hey, be careful. Don't get roofied. Well, I don't want anything bad to happen.
I mean, okay, if you give him the benefit of the doubt,
yeah,
sure.
Those guys, there's some guys that might maybe trying to take advantage of you. Just be mindful.
I mean, if anybody talks to you, you have to tell them you have a boyfriend. That might be a bit much. But, all right, stick with such and such and such and such all the time. Your two friends.
Okay.
No one but you four in your room besides whoever male friend is, but he can't sleep there.
Okay. So they have a gay friend or something. That's
I'm guessing. Yeah,
with
I'm
him.
Guessing. But okay. But he can't sleep there even if he's gay. Number seven, you can't go in anyone else's room.
Okay. What about her gay friend?
Can't do it. Nobody else's room.
Okay.
You let me know everything that happens and be ready to explain stories.
Okay. Boy, this guy, he's going to... How old are these people?
They're relatively young, but it gets worse and worse.
They're too young, yeah.
Here's the last few is where you realize this guy is bat bleep. Always send me photos of front and back of what you are wearing so I can approve and say whether or not I think you should wear it.
This guy's European?
Yeah.
He's not evolved at all. I thought Euros were supposed to be, like, evolved.
Well, he's a caveman Euro.
Yeah, give me a break, bro.
Even when I'm asleep, text me to tell me things so I can see them in the morning.
Okay.
If you can find time, call me or FaceTime me, but let me know in advance.
So I can get my girlfriend out of the room?
Well, we'll get
my
to that.
My side lady?
We'll get to that in a minute. And number 12, if you can, want a video of the room before you sleep to prove no one else is there and you are off to sleep.
Jeez.
This guy is... nuts.
So what'd she do? Dump him?
Well, she got back, and guess what? She found out he had banged one of her friends.
Oh, no.
So he is now in the wind, as far as she's concerned.
Damn.
But, man, who makes those kind of demands in a relationship?
I do. Just really? Kidding. No, I don't.
I want a picture of the room so that I know nobody's there. Yeah, here's my video of me going to sleep. Off. Okay, come on in, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, none of this stuff. Jealousy is the worst. Jealousy is the worst emotion. It's so pointless. And if she wants to bang somebody, she's going to do it, whether you tell her not to or not. And then you're going to try to put all these demands on her? What the hell?
Yeah, that's not going to work out.
Regardless, that is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. Zadok Jeweler, gem of the day.
Yeah, 281 says a dude who's cheating on his chick makes those demands.
Yeah.
Well, more often than not, people project their behavior onto others. So it's probably what he was doing, right? It's like, well, you know, if she were having me do all this stuff, then I wouldn't be banging her friend Lucy. Or
it's a shame.
Or Shirley, or whatever her name is. Gwendolyn. Well, it's Yorkshire, right? There's probably some Gwendolyns in
probably.
Yorkshire. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, and we will find out who from pregame will be joining us. So I see Lauren posting some photos. The Popes got here pretty late last night.
They did, and I don't know if they were drinking beforehand, but I caught the vibe that maybe Lauren had a few.
They caught up fast when I saw them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not judging by all means.
Oh, no.
Have a good time.
I love the Popes. They're awesome. But, Yeah, that's probably smart to just kind of come at the end.
Probably
rake
so.
In a few.
That's the move.
Yeah, I mean, I think either come early to get food and then leave, or come later and then you know, close it out sort of. But yeah, it's always good seeing them, and a lot of people over from the Golden Triangle made the trip.
TJ was here.
Yeah, yeah. I really, really appreciate all you guys that came, and hope you had a great time, and hope everybody got home safe. So that's the only thing you're looking for. So, well, you know what else you're looking for?
This is a great grill. A grill. Yeah, you don't want to cook on some raggedy grill you got at, you know, grocery store, wherever. You want a real grill. You want a man's grill. Good news. Texas Star Grill Shop, their summer grill sale going on right now. Aaron can attest to this. These guys, they know what they're doing with these grills. They've got a ton of them. All the big brands. They've got Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Napoleon, Green Mountain, Pits and Spits, which is what I smoke on. And those, there's usually a wait list for those, but they've got plenty right now. It's time to jump on it. And they're going to treat you right as a customer. They're going to offer you wholesale pricing on Wagyu beef, which you just don't find anywhere else. And to be able to get it at their cost is unbelievable. It gives you a leg up on what you're cooking, way better than what you're going to get at a local grocery store. They're going to give you a beer while you shop, pour you a craft beer while you wander around the store. They've got all kinds of books, all kinds of rubs, whatever you want, all the tools, all the tricks. You want to get your wood pellets there. They got it all at Texas Star Grill Shop. Big savings, free delivery and assembly. These guys do it the right way. Stop by and see the best in grilling. Only at Texas Star Grill Shop, 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston, or 8905 Louetta in Spring. That's Texas Star Grill Shop, texasstargrillshop.com.